joining us this morning at the Pella Experience Center, 190 South McQueen, just south of Elliott. Come on down. It is the design window and door showroom for Pella. They call it the Experience Center. They have three in Arizona. This is the main one.
Yeah.
This is the big daddy.
The HQ.
And this is the only one you can go to today where we'll be broadcasting live from, where you can actually come and we'll feed you. You can pick up a Rosie on the House calendar, a Rosie on the House t-shirt, have a cup of coffee, or register to win for a Traeger family-size grill. Y'all be given away today by some lucky person who attends.
That's right.
We had even said you can take a box of calendars. They're packaged 50 per box. We probably have, well, there was 96 boxes on the pallet Thursday night. We probably have half of those left.
Yeah, so, right.
I mean, you take a whole box if you, like Jennifer said, realtor to hand out to your customer. If you're home in an HOA, say, yeah. Put in your community center.
Wallpaper your room.
Wallpaper your room.
I did. And it's the 2022 calendar. And I did get this for you.
Hot off the press.
Well, it's got all my days off checked in.
We'll have to veto those. Denied.
It's not a request. I'm not turning in a days off request. I'm turning a days in off notification.
And you don't scroll through it looking for the days off. You just scroll through the few days that aren't circled.
Right.
It'd be the much easier way to identify that situation.
Jim from Mesa, Arizona homeowner who's been in town since, you told me, the late 80s, right? 87.
Yes.
You're in a home that was built in Mesa in the 90s. And you're joining us here at the Pella Experience Center. And we put a mic on you to visit with you about your house, home, castle, or cabin. What have you got going on?
Well, I'm looking to replace a 72 by 60 window in the west side of the house. And I'm looking at, it's already got cracked stucco, and there's a little bit of a gap on the inside, too. And I'm just wondering if the frame of the house is actually correct. You know, it's probably
won't know till we get into it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, if I'm going to have to tear down the wall and put a new crossbeam in what?
That's a great question. So we've got a home built in the 90s. It's a wood frame home. And back then, we would take a 2x4 or 2x6, stand the outside wall. We would nail a 1-inch styrofoam sheet to that, stretch chicken wire over that, and stucco over that. And back then, the building industry was doing a lot of flashing, completely wrong. Mm. But we figured that out in the late 80s and 90s. So, Adam, when y'all go in and are looking at a window like that, that vintage in stucco, how much of the stucco needs to come off? Do you need to get in there and gut it out? How do y'all do that?
Well, we have a couple of different installation methods. We've got one where you don't have to take the frame of the window out at all, and we're not disturbing the stucco whatsoever. And that's our you'll hear it called different things, flush flange, jump frame, pocket fit, different versions like that. But it's got the flange on the outside that covers everything up, so you don't need to mess with the stucco.
Take the glass out. Is it a fixed window? Is this one big fixed window?
No, it's a side slider.
It is a XO. Okay, so the movable panel comes out, the fixed panel comes out. You've got the aluminum frame remaining in place. Now, you're concerned about the condition of that frame. Mm-hmm. So what would the installers be looking at out there?
Yeah, so the other method would be we do what you just said, take out the glass itself, and then we deconstruct the frame, take it all out and apart without disrupting the stucco or the drywall as much as possible. New window goes in. Foam, backer rod, caulking, you know, make it all weather tight. Use the Pella tape on the outside as well. And then usually there's, if done right, which is what we're going to do for you, you're going to have about a, quarter inch, three-eighths of an inch gap all the way around. And we'll use a, stucco repair to make it blend in with your existing siding stucco that you've got on the outside. And really at that point just needs to be painted.
There you go.
So now, you know, but the one thing I'll tell you, so if you think there's an issue, maybe leaks or rot or something like that, to your point, we won't know until we open it up, you know, the day of the installation, which would be, you know, a couple months after we order it. So day of the install, you know, in all of our paperwork, it says, you know, if there's damage, rot, something additional, you know, we'll address it then. But, yeah, so if the seal's rotten, we can replace the framing, and that's generally what you're going to see in, you know, in some situations. Sometimes we find termites, you know, and again, we have to remove the framing, redo it, and
well, like I say, we the industry, not Pella, not Rosie Wright, not any company, but the industry was flashing windows wrong in that exterior insulation stucco system for a few years. And you don't know you've got a problem until you actually start taking it apart and you realize this has been leaking for 30 years.
Yeah.
And we've got some issues to deal with. You know, the two of the things, when y'all took me and Romy and Jennifer back to Pella, there's two things about that trip I really liked. One, riding on your jet. That was fun. but the 2x4 Cannon. That was my favorite part of the whole show. And I thought, man, if I could just have this in Phoenix, that's how I would start every window replacement job. I'd set the 2x4 Cannon up in the living room, and I'd fire that 2x4.
That's how you take it out. We should have brought it here and had it in the parking lot.
You should have. But yeah. It's a cannon that shoots a 2x4 at the window.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
As y'all's
simulating like a hurricane or a tornado that would be throwing debris against the glass.
They do it to test our impact glass, and it's a big air cannon. And I think it comes out at, I don't know, 75 miles an hour or something like that.
It's pretty cool.
It is, and it's a, you know, it's an 8-foot long 2x4, so it's got some weight behind it.
Now, Jim, were you planning on? That's a big window, 60x72. There's some weight, and it's a 80, so it's insulated glass. So you've got a little bit of weight to deal with. Is this something you were going to try and tackle yourself?
No, not necessarily. I've done other things myself. People look at me strangely at, but
well, when you're dealing with a piece of glass that's 3 foot by 6 foot, I mean, you're dealing with some pretty unwieldy stuff that can turn ugly really fast.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't tackle anything that big, not at my age.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, I appreciate you coming over from the house, getting up this morning and joining us here at Pella. I'm sure you can take a look at any one of their products back there that would fit very well in that replacement window, whether you wanted to slide it on the bottom, transom it, a big XO, whatever variety you want, they probably got it here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Anything else you're trying to tackle?
No, not. I'm dealing with some cars right now, so.
Dealing with cars. All right. Very good. Very good. A man's got his priorities. Jim, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Now, I've been wanting to get to this window that ever since I've been introduced to it, and I can't remember how long ago that was. I mean, y'all came out with this product. It's got over 10 years ago. It's got to be close to 15 years ago.
2002 is when we started selling it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is a fiberglass window.
Yeah.
Tell us about fiberglass.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite products. I have it in my own house, as I've told you before. If you look at the window industry, you know, vinyl is probably the most popular style of window nationwide. Then you've got your wood clad, and fiberglass is really a pretty small segment of the overall window industry. There's only a couple companies that make fiberglass. We happen to be one of them. And we do it a lot differently than anybody else. We've got a very proprietary method of doing this pultrusion product that gives you the frame material that you see out here on our displays and on the windows when they're installed. And it's it's lightweight, very durable, impact resistant, fade resistant. It's got a powder coated finish on it. My windows have been installed since 07 and they still look brand new. And I've got south and west facing windows, and they still look fantastic. So
we're not talking the fiberglass type product like you might have in your bathroom, the hall shower, where it's a one piece fiberglass where you step in it and you feel it flex and stuff like that. Y'all actually have a Pella video showing you're picking up a Ford F-150.
250.
Yeah. With this fiberglass window frame.
Yeah.
It's that sturdy. It's that stout.
Yeah, so if you go to your newsletter that's out, that just came out this week, it's all about our fiberglass product, and there's links on there that you can click on the video, take you right to YouTube, to our YouTube channel, and you can see it. It's pretty cool. They've done some pretty dramatic testing, kind of for shock and awe. It's not scientific by any means, but you know, they're picking up a 6,600 pound truck with four of these lineals. They take a bowling ball test up on the top of a ladder and drop it.
That's good too. That's a good one.
Yeah. And then there's one other one that they have on there. They're testing it against Renewal's product and with a hammer test and showing how you can beat the heck out of it and it's not going to break. So
when it comes to windows, you've got several different varieties of frame material you can pick from. Mm-hmm. And let me share with y'all from my heart why I like the fiberglass. We were installing aluminum in Arizona all through the 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's what virtually everyone did. Aluminum conducts heat 1,800 times faster than wood. Mm-hmm. So we were basically installing little heat radiators in every one of the windows in your house.
Yeah.
And then we have the option of going to a wood and eliminating that gain. One of the things I love about the fiberglass is it's so thermally stable.
Yeah, it is.
It isn't passing all that heat. And it's the frame of the window that's so often the villain there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it expands and contracts very, very small amount, and that's in the heat and the cold. I think in the article it says that Arizona and Minnesota were the two branches that first started to test it in the beta test before it was launched out to the country, and that's because of the extreme heat and cold in both those markets. And it's the other thing, too, that people don't realize is when you have aluminum frame, let's say, with glass, those are expanding and contracting at different rates, right? That aluminum is, you know, wanting to pull itself apart while the glass is going much slower. Fiberglass being, you know, virtually the same as the glass that's installed in the product itself, they're expanding and contracting at about the same rates, a lot less seal failure issues, you know, frames pulling apart. It's just a very stable product.
So for the heat that in Arizona that doesn't get passed through to the inside of your home, that's the number one reason I love it. Mm-hmm. The number two reason I love it, is there ever any maintenance to this frame at all?
No.
Ever.
For me, I do a thorough clean of my outside like maybe once, twice a year, and I just wash it like I'm washing my car, you know, a bucket of soap and water, and then I come back with
it comes factory finish. There's no touching up. Done. Install it and forget it. Live with it. Enjoy it.
Yeah, it'll last. It'll outlast you. It'll outlast your house.
So I love it for its efficiency and keeping heat out. Mm-hmm. I love it in the fact that it's so maintenance free. And I'll tell you another reason I like it. You were talking about vinyl windows. I can spot a vinyl window in a home from 8 miles away. Because the frames are so chunky, clunky.
Yeah, they're big.
And these impervia lines are just so clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with vinyl, because it's plastic, you have to have...
Bulk it up.
You have to bulk it up. There has to be reinforcement chambers on the inside.
Well, there doesn't have to be. Only Pella does that.
Well, yeah, that's true. but we do it just because you want it to be rigid and not sag and twist and things like that. But yeah, with the fiberglass, it's just naturally stiff and rigid. So you put that in and it's not going to move and it's nice and thin.
And you were mentioning the videos that you could watch. The other one was the 1,000-pound brick. They put window frame across a forklift and then with a chain attached this 1,000 pounds of concrete and picked it up. And that fiberglass frame held 1,000 pounds of concrete without bending.
Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
I think some people have the impression maybe fiberglass is a super lightweight product. But, I mean, this product in cross-section, you just take a look at it and look at this, the girth of it, the sturdiness of it, the durability of it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling y'all, it should put every aluminum window manufacturer out of business.
Yeah.